19 members of the Grand's 33 full-time staff are being let go, and the remaining staff is taking a pay cut to keep the venue alive during the pandemic. With no known reopening possible on the horizon, the Grand's executive director, Mark Fields, doesn't know how long it can last. He says the organization is dipping into endowment funds, but will eventually need more funds to cover basic operating costs.
We don't know when artists are going to feel like they can both safely and affordably go on tour around the country. So there are just a lot of question marks right now. What we've done is a stopgap measure, and we're just hoping that we can continue to make it work.
The Grand's board of directors is pushing to raise the last $2 million of the annual operating budget to keep it running until they can find a way to reopen. The theater is currently putting on a successful summer concert series in Frawley Stadium, but Fields says those concerts aren't about revenue, but to keep a connection with the community. It's not profitable to organize these outdoor events, and with colder temperatures on the horizon, the Grand hopes it could weather the storm. Roman Bedalia, Delaware Public Media.